The food from the South American nation of Peru is experiencing a surge in popularity around the world. The unique blend of cultures in Peru has given it a culinary tradition all its own. Next, Luis Carrion visits Candela, a restaurant here in Tucson that specializes in Peruvian cuisine with a family touch.
Tucson may not be known for an ample selection when it comes to Peruvian cuisine, but now with Candela Restaurant firmly established here in a small strip mall on North Oracle, we have a reliable source for sampling the diversity of this culinary tradition.
My name is Rosa Shufflin. This is a family business. This is Candela Restaurant. We've been here for about 4 years. Candela means flame. It's a wonderful place. It's because it means warm. So it's not because it's hot and spicy. Peruvians don't eat hot and spicy, but our food is very tasty. Ay, mamacita.
Rosa is one third of the sibling trio that operates the small but elegantly decorated restaurant. The food is indeed tasty, and when you see Rosa and her two siblings working in the kitchen, it's clear that there is a lot going on here in terms of influences.
Peruvian food is a blend of flavors. Many people from different parts of the world went to Peru and lived there. And among them, of course, Spanish, but also Mediterraneans, French, Germans, Italian, a little bit of Asians, and Chinese, Japanese, and African. So it's a fusion of flavors. And that makes the difference.
Jorge Canero is Rosa's older brother. And while we were talking, he began to prepare the lomo saltado, which consists of lean beef sauteed with pearl tomatoes, onions, and that staple of Peruvian cuisine, potatoes. All this cooked in a wok-style pan with high heat.
It has a little bit of the influence of the Chinese, but the mix with Peruvian, the most important part. And we saute the beef, saute the onions, saute tomatoes with potatoes and instead with rice. And with the natural spices from Peru. What are the natural spices from Peru? We have a seasoning, a special seasoning that we make in the kitchen. It's a secret seasoning. It gives the special flavor. It's a flame. So it's a flame dish. So when people, it's so fresh, comes to the table, people enjoy it very much.
Candela is Spanish for flame. And for this family, the preparation of each dish is in a way a torch or a flame of tradition, the continuation of a legacy that began in Peru.
My mother was the one who did the cooking all the time, you know, assist by some people who help her. We always enjoy very much my mother's food. Sometimes she comes to the restaurant, she will tell us, you know, this is the way to do it, even though we take few courses before we open this restaurant. It's not just to open a restaurant. We went to Peru, we spent a few months there, even though we are native from Peru. But we spend time now with a different view of what we want to do. Not only trying every day, you know, different dishes that my mother made. They were very special to us. Because that's what we start loving, what is, you know, to show to the world what is Peruvian food. Nancy is the person who has more experience in the restaurant business.
Tacked on a bulletin board in the back kitchen area of the restaurant is a picture of Nancy and Jorge at the kitchen in Peru. They are smiling and eating ceviche majestad, which is the dish that is listed on the menu here as the house specialty. And it's the dish that Nancy insisted on making for us during our visit.
Ceviche is our traditional dish. We cook the fish and lemon juice and a little spices, and then we let the fish cook, and it's going to be a very good dish. Okay, this is traditional ceviche, and this is the lomo saltado. And then we serve the ceviche, we serve with corn. Okay, a piece of corn here.
To bring our Peruvian cuisine to Tucson, it been a challenge because, first of all, you need to introduce something that is very different. sometimes it's associated for different kinds of cuisine. But when people try it, they say, wow, you have a unique flavor. You have a unique spice that you use. What is this? What is that? So for us, every day we put a little bit of our heart in everything we do. We feel proud of our cuisine, not only in Peru, but the whole South America.
I'm Luis Carrion, Arizona Spotlight.